So I'm here with Miriam today, and we're going to be going over some of the operating details regarding the refund consulting program. So hi, Miriam. How are you going? So one of the big questions that we get from clients is regarding franchising. And is this a franchise opportunity?
Short answer is absolutely not. It's not a franchise. The refund consulting program is established through a licensing system. And so basically you are purchasing a license for the refund consulting program and the refund business model. Okay, what does that mean? How does it compare to a franchise? Very similar to a franchise in the sense that, you know, we've got a very successful business model that's been working for a while. In our instance, it's coming on to 2 decades of successful modeling. And we've then systemized that business model into, you know, what is the refund consulting program. And we allow you to use that through a license. Now, franchise is very similar. They've got a very successful model. But what they do is they allow you to use it under their own name. So you never really have control of your brand, which I think is really unfair. The other thing with franchises is they have a very complex and often feedback from people that have gone into franchise, unfair agreements that, you know, are usually, in support of, I guess, the franchisor. And so, you know, that's not always favorable for the purchaser. So we want to stay away from that. The other thing as well is there is a lot of costs that are prohibitive in a franchise. Most franchises, as you know, have a marketing fee that's payable, usually monthly, and they also have a fee that is payable to the franchisor. So basically they take a bit of your earnings, and you know, at Create, we didn't like that either. So we prefer to go with the licensing system where you have total control of your brand, okay? Where you have control of your income, where we're not going in and taking, you know, some of your earnings away, where it allows you to use all the positive things to do with the business model on the license without having the negatives that are part of the franchise. So that's the way we do it.
So on that note then, what other costs are there associated with starting this business?
So really minimal costs. You know, it's a gorgeous model because it has very, very little overheads. And I'm talking minuscule overheads. You know, and when you talk about the business world, okay, a micro business costs its owner around $10,000 a month today. So you need to get reality checked. When we talk about the refund consulting program, the costs associated are not even remotely close to that. So, you know, what does it cost really? It is going to cost you to be able to, you know, set up whether it's a, you know, sole trader or a company. So anywhere between, you know, $150 to $500, nothing in business terms. And there's very little costs in relation to customer acquisition. There is zero costs relating to customer acquisition, which is the highest expense a business has. Okay, in our model, does not exist because we've got a captive audience, so to speak. Okay.
So what is the average income that an agent would expect to make in this business? I know.
How long is a piece of string? I mean, really, it varies, you know, and it's dependent on the individual. And that's the truth, you know. Young mums that are wanting to, you know, earn $30,000-$40,000 a year, and you know, are happy to do that and be able to be at home and be around their children, etc., and have a life. There are people that are very ambitious and are earning, you know, high six figures. In between that, there's a whole gamut of different incomes. And you know, there are people that have, you know, higher ambitions to that. Where you are and what you, I guess, utilize the business model for in relation to income is entirely dependent on you.
So, okay, what is the success and failure rate then of starting a refund consulting business?
Look, I mean, you know, in business, again, You've got risk, like in any other business. That's the truth. However, because the refund consulting business has very little overheads, okay, has, really what I call enabling capacities. So it actually allows you to do more and to earn more without it draining your resources. And because of that, your success rate is increased. I believe that out of all the businesses that are out there in the marketplace, okay, your best chance of success is through the refund model, because it has very low risk, very, very low overheads, no customer acquisition costs, and that equals high success, basically.
Mm. So how long does the refund process take in total?
It varies. And, you know, it's dependent on, how busy time of year it is, and, you know, what is being processed at that particular time, or, how complex that particular claim is. But generally speaking, it's anywhere between 2 weeks, okay, to 9 weeks. Mm-hmm. And, of course, if it's extremely complex, that can be even longer. But generally speaking, the vast majority, 90%, between 2 weeks and 9 weeks.
And is there a difference between processing a claim internationally versus domestically?
It's the same process, but of course different procedures. So, it varies depending on what state you are in Australia. And it varies from country to country and state by state internationally.
Miriam, how much commission can I expect to make as a refund consultant?
There is quite an extensive guideline. I mean, this is a very important question, right? And so part of what you purchase in the refund consulting program is a guideline of how to, price your service and different options that are available to you. The beauty of what we deliver is that we allow you flexibility, again, versus, let's say, a franchise where you've got no options but to follow what they say. In this instance, we give you all the options, we give you examples of what others are doing, and you then think about what suits you and your situation best.
And is GST a reality for refund consultants?
Yeah, GST is a reality. You don't need to be charging GST until you have a certain income threshold. So, initially that is a question between yourself and your tax agent or accountant. But like anything in Australia, once you hit a certain threshold, it is a non-question. It has to be done. But again, you'll need to go back to your tax professional to get proper advice for your situation. Yeah.
So what's the competition like out there? Is everyone sort of chasing the same clients? How does that work?
God, no. I mean, look, we're talking about $23 billion in Australia alone. We're talking about $90 billion almost internationally. That's a billion. That's a lot of money. And so, when we talk about this industry, which is very much in infancy and very much, a cottage industry, you are not talking about cutthroat. You're not talking about walking down, the shops and seeing milk bar, milk bar, milk bar, milk bar back to back, where they're all fighting for that one local dollar. Okay. You're not working locally. You are working Australia-wide, if you're operating in Australia only, or you're talking about across, several English-speaking countries if you're working under the international model. That alone gives you enormous potential. But, I always say, if there is no competition, guess what? You should be out of there and just not involved, because competition is a mark of a healthy industry. Okay, if there's money to be made, there'll be some kind of competition. And so healthy competition is actually good for you and good for the industry. And then that's true. You know, people think, oh, competition. No, no. A limited level of competition has to be there. But are you going to be, you know, competing back to back with a whole heap of other agents? No, not if you're doing the business right. You're niching, you're specializing, and you're being very clever in how you handle your model. And that's what we help you to do.
So Miriam, if someone's not looking to be a salesperson, is this still a good role for them? How much selling is involved in being a refund consultant?
Oh, God. Look, one of the key components, the reason why I got into this industry, the reason why this was so attractive to me personally is because I did not want to be involved in anything that was going to be heavy selling. You know, that's not who I am. That's not what I want to do day in, day out. I came very strongly from, you know, a service industry. I'm an adult education and trainer by trade, and I love serving, and I like the idea of always doing something that's of value. And so I didn't want to go and sell things or, you know, approach, you know, like multi-level stuff, multi-level marketing businesses where, you know, you have to approach your family or friends, or you have to go and, you know, sell things on the internet or by, you know, by physical means. I had no interest in anything salesy. And so this is perfect, because what we're doing is really we're just offering an incredibly important, valuable service. And, you know, we're giving information, we're information givers, which, you know, is to me very ethical and a very honorable thing, because we're really helping, you know, the general community, you know, get what is rightfully theirs, you know, making them wealthier in a sense. And through that, we earn an income. And I think it's very important, at least to me, to have a business model that serves others, because that is a business model I can do long term.
And if someone wants to upgrade later, is that doable?
Yeah, you mean upgrade to the next level, like purchase a domestic program and
Correct.
Then want to do international?
Correct.
Or... Okay, absolutely, absolutely. So we've actually got upgrade options as part of our service. And so, you know, if someone comes back, you know, in 12 months or in 2 years and wants to upgrade, absolutely. They need to just ask the question and we can guide them in relation to the upgrade options.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, Miriam. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
And if you guys do have any questions, make sure once again, and as always, pop an email to us. We're happy to help. Okay. We'll talk to you soon.